This is the Disaster Recovery Hour. Here's your host, Plunkett.
Hey, good afternoon. It's the Disaster Recovery Hour. I am your host, Chris Plunkett. Every Tuesday between 1 and 2 o'clock p.m., WVNJ 1160, the voice. Real busy show, real excited about the program. I got several guys in the studio today, so most of the time it's through the phone because people are mobile and, you know, everyone's got jobs to do, but they're in the disaster restoration or ACP or the first responders, and so a lot of guys are still on the job when they give me a call, and which I appreciate taking time out, like the NY guys and stuff like that, and OEM guys on the island. But today I'm lucky to have some guests in the studio, so it makes the phones and the sales and the things like that a little less of a stress for me, because I was always freak out a little bit about losing the line there. Lately, it's we're moving into the warmer months, so you know, guys, you're living with the emergency services and floods and fires. It's been relatively pretty good for the common person, which is good. I don't want to wish any bad on anybody about floods and fires. You know, we have basically no snow, no long periods of freezing with pipes and outside water bibs and things like that. And we had the October with the trees and the heavy snow, which was bad enough. I mean, all the guys in my industry were busy, as well as the first responders. So I got to slow down because I got so many things going in my head right now. I'm getting a look to slow down. I'm sure I'll get a text from my guru over there, Andy Weitzberg, to tell slow down and talking to the mic. But with that said, we're gonna jump in because, like I said, I got guys in the studio, and I want them to get some air. They got some great some products, but also still in the world of preparedness for our first responders, and also for us, us civilians, and things that could be helpful for us, because. What I've been preaching on the program for the last, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 months, whatever it's been, is that being self-reliant, you know, being prepared, be prepared for 3 or 4 days to be on your own as your family, protect your family with the power outages, with the storms becoming more severe. Irene did a heck of a job on us, and I always bring her up. She hasn't gone away in my world, because I'm always giving out intel about, you know, FEMA's still working files, and your local municipalities are still dealing with their strains on their budgets and things like that, from all the way up to, from Montauk all the way over to here, Jersey. You know, in our economic times, we got slash budgets for municipalities, and then you throw on these big storms, which started in 2011, you know, with the heavy snowstorms, and then Irene, and then the October storm, that just crippled our whole area. So there's going to be a bill to pay, and it's going to be a fight, and it's again, it's kind of one of the things that I hope that I'm getting out that intel to you guys to you know, whether it's through generators or stockpiling of food. These are the things that you can be, you know, like I said, FEMA's not going to be there. They're not going to write the open checkbook because there's no money there anymore. And, you know, they do a good job. You know, Shelley Lee Johnson, who's a CERT and also a FEMA rep, she's out there with her heart on her sleeve. But, you know, there's only so many resources you can have. So with that said, it's been a quiet last week. You know, obviously, we always wish the best for bringing home our troops and ending that crazy war, especially what just happened last Sunday. A casualty of that. We won't go political, but it's just a nightmare, and it's a shame for our armed forces. But in my studio today is William Fearon. I call him Bill. He's now a present-day friend, and I hope a future friend. Bill is with the New Jersey State Police, but more importantly, Bill has seen a necessary a need for some certain products to protect his fellow law enforcement and first responders. And Bill is the owner and president of No Games Gear. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Bill, 20 years in law enforcement. You're certified. You're trained military. You've trained law enforcement, but you're also heavily involved in training of the civilians, which we're going to get into in a little bit. But the driving force behind No Games Gear is the bug. And explain to me what the bug is.
The bug is basically, it's an acronym that my wife made. So she's fully invested in the company now. It's Ballistic Undergarment Gear, and it's a product that I developed because with the state police, I've been doing training for probably the past 10 years, and I noticed a need in the field to further protect frontline police officers. And again, my training is always focused on the frontline guys, not the SWAT guys. I've never been a SWAT guy or you know, a CERT guy or anything like that. I've always done frontline police work, and that's where basically my training has been focused on. So the frontline police officer is the one that dies more often than not. And I developed this product because basically I saw a need in the field through the training that I was doing that several police officers, and you know, whether it's on the range or whether we're doing scenarios, I noticed a lot of leg wounds. And basically, you know, when you think of a leg wound, you think of Rambo, who gets shot in the leg and he kills, you know, the next 12 people, and he lives, gets a girl, saves a day and stuff like that. But you know, we all know that, you know, a bullet is a traumatic injury, you know, no matter where it hits in on the body. And if you get hit in the femoral artery, it's a devastating wound. It means death in a matter of a couple of minutes. So I went to work and developed this product. Basically, it was the first line of my product was a compression short that I developed, and basically it was worn underneath the uniform, and it allowed you to insert a level 3A ballistic insert right in line with your femoral artery and upper thigh region. I've since moved out into a BDU type of pants, and now that's also gaining traction in the field. So
BDU is more like a khaki?
Khaki or a Class B type of uniform, or mm-hmm. a work uniform, something like that for police officers. And the goal there is basically not to have a police officer put an extra layer of gear on. It's just that now the inserts fit right into the BDU. You don't have to wear any type of special garment underneath uniform. It's part of the uniform. And again, in protecting those frontline police officers, I mean, obviously in the SWAT element, there's been a lot of different changes and new innovations and new equipment for them, but there's nothing really been done as far as the frontline police officers to enhance their safety other than the bulletproof vest that was created 40 years ago.
Matt, first guy in the scene.
Yep, exactly.
So I mean, you look at the NYPD, because that's the yardstick, because you over in the city and you see the guys just geared up all together, because nowadays it's no longer just the robberies, we got to worry about terrorism and things like that. So with the bug development, there's many things. If you go to the website, by the way, Bill's link to his website, No Games Gear, is on our website, drhradio.net. But I'm trying to squeeze in so many things, but we're obviously going to have another two or three shows regarding the other products that you have. And also, what has morphed, I think, from that, my understanding is the training, because you train law enforcement, but you're also training, you're involved with training of civilians.
Correct.
About the preparedness. I mean, again, you say, I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off, because I tell you, my head is like, I'm going crazy right now.
Oh, don't worry. Once I get rolling, it'll be the same thing.
We're competing. All right, flip a coin. The civilian says, okay, how does that work for me? But you have something for the civilian, as in preparedness. The light, go. You know what? You do it. You're the professional.
I don't know about that, but obviously I have the product and I'm selling. You know, I have a website and I have two great distributors. I mean, Atlanta Tactical, which is probably one of the biggest tactical distributors in the state, and Turnout Gear and Turnout Uniforms, which is probably the second biggest in the state. They're distributing the product, and they're out there, 7 days a week pushing the product. And, they've gotten some good leads with both, a bunch of different departments. I mean, high-end departments and, bigger departments, which is, all good. The training, obviously, I started doing the training because, basically I saw a need, again, in the field. The better trained you are, and this all goes through the experience that I've gained with the state police. I mean, I've ran into people who've been in situations before, and they always said, because of my training, I was able to survive that encounter. So I wanted to bring more and more training out to the masses, so to speak. And I started doing training, back in 2009, and I just started doing like tactical awareness courses, basically just, walk into your car, how to get into your car safely, all, know your surroundings, stuff like that. Then I moved into, low light, and now I do all sorts of courses, pistol, rifle, shotgun courses. I still do the tactical awareness courses, and it's going well. I have a couple good facilities to shoot. We shoot outdoors all the time, and to try and use real life scenarios. We shoot at all times of the day, day and night and stuff like that. So it's going well. The training has become a part of the company, mm-hmm. that I'm happy to provide. And as far as the civilian market, I think there's definitely a need, because I always point to one. There's an NRA commercial in particular, where basically you have a female in the house, and she's on the phone with the police officers, and she's saying, "There's someone robbing my house. I need a police officer." And they're like, we'll be there in 5 minutes. And she's like, I don't have 5 minutes. And that's kind of the message that I always employ when I'm trying to teach the students that I'm teaching here.
But we talked before about even the guys on the job. There's, you know, 3-year experience. There's, you know, different departments have different degrees of what they want to do. And so, I mean, I'm talking as a person who reads, not a person who's experienced any of it. But you initiated with this because you saw a need for the first guy on the job with the gear, and then also the training. So training your fellow law enforcement is been obviously a big part of it. Also, talk about that.
Yeah, I started back in 2003. I got into the training aspect within the state police, and I started doing our we have to qualify twice a year with our pistol shoots, and I just saw there was a need for more training. More, you know, I noticed that our SWAT guys would get training basically once a week on doing all sorts of stuff, and the trooper or the police officer that's out on the road every single day didn't get the enough training, I thought. So I tried to enhance that training and built it up pretty much to a point where I think, it's gotten better. It's definitely gotten better. You can always use more and more training, obviously. And over the course of the training, you know, I realized that there's certain people who like to train, police officers, civilian, and certain people who don't like to train. And, you know, my answer to that is basically when you need it, you're going to fall back on your training. So the better trained you are, the better you're going to react to any type of situation out there.
Yeah, to not with life and death as you're describing, but I was my daughter was talking. She and I were talking yesterday about basketball practice. Oh, it's so stupid. Why do we do that? I said because if you train, you're doing the same thing over and over again. It becomes habit, and then you just it just kicks in. And I hate to say like my daughter and law enforcement, but you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But. You know, I think we're going to go to a break. We'll talk about some, because the monetary constraints that municipalities and the state and the Fed that we're under, we're doing less with more. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about No Games Gear and rock and roll, pay some bills. Be right back.
If you missed part of today's program or you want to hear the show again, you can do so with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast. Just go to www.drhradio.net, enter your email address, and the show will be delivered to your inbox. Keep you and your family safe by getting information on being prepared with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast, available at drhradio.net. When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need action fast. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick response and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP can save you valuable time and money and get you back in the game of life. Anytime disaster strikes, quick, focused action is what can save your property. CPP's professional staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To reach ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP anytime, visit them on the web at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP, servicing the New York metro and tri-state area.
Do you know that there are some emergency shelters that have no emergency backup generators? You can be prepared and have your own emergency generator for your home and business. Hi, I'm Dan O'Brien from Academy Electrical Contractors Incorporated, a full-service electrical contractor servicing the tri-state area since 1981. Our specialty is generators. We give you a complete turnkey installation, service your existing generator, rent you the temporary machine for that planned shutdown or that unexpected power failure. Academy Electrical Contractors can install a generator to protect your family and business from a power grid failure. Power your heating and air conditioning system, keep your refrigerator and freezer running, power your well pump, or power your sump pump. Visit us on the web at academyelectrical.com. That's academyelectrical.com. Or give me a call at 877-SPARKIES. That's 877-772-7597. Academy Electrical Contractors, generating satisfaction 24/7 since 1981.
A quarterback, a class clown, a natural leader. For those who died in the Vietnam War, the greatest tribute is to see them not just as names on the wall, but as the people they were. The Education Center at the Wall will put faces to the names. It will preserve photos, letters, and mementos of veterans, so their stories and sacrifice will never be forgotten. Visit buildthecenter.org and help us build it.
A message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
I think I'm back, right? Am I back? I'm back. I'm back. Disaster Recovery Hour, every Tuesday between 1 and 2 p.m. WVNJ, 1160 The Voice. Listen to the comments pages starting to roll. It's drhradio.net, drhradio.net. In the studio with me today is William Fearon, Bill Fearon, I like to call him. Bill is the owner and president of No Games Gear, and the primary product is pretty much a Kevlar-type insert into their... The pans are called?
The bug BDUs, yeah, bug out BDUs.
Yeah. Bug out BDUs. But with that, I do have a question from Michelle. It says, would the average person have access to this?
In New Jersey, you're allowed to buy Kevlar as long as you don't use it in a commission of a crime.
Okay, so adhere that. So there's really no reason to really get it unless you're an avid shooter on a range or something like that, maybe?
Right, an NRA instructor or a range instructor, a guy working on a range would probably want that. I mean, sure. You can go into your disaster prep case, I guess, if you
okay.
want.
But there is, we'll get to that. Let me just read one more question you have from Leanne. Leanne, it's a long question. I'm going to do my best with it. But the gist is, Leanne, she says, I do listen every week to Chris and enjoy his comments about contingency planning. Contingency planning, don't misconstrue that. It also is about personal planning. Contingency, we like to use it on a grand scale for businesses, but it also is applicable to the homeowner. And that's one of the things that I always try to do when I get on some of my jobs with fires and floods and trees or car impacts or whatever like that. Some of the things that you'd be able to navigate. But with that, I'll continue. Until you've been through some sort of disaster, you really can't relate to it. And that's true. You know, that old, you know, on the evening news, I was like, it never happens in my neighborhood. How many times do you hear that a day, right, Bill? It happens in every neighborhood.
Exactly. And the worst mistake you can make by saying it can't happen here.
Yeah. You know, you're just, what do you call that? Jinxing ourselves or something. So with that, Leanne, I appreciate your question. Or rather, just your comment. But yeah, you know what? I talked. I think it was last week, the week before, with somebody from. You know what? I'm going to shelve that. We're getting back to No Games Gear because Bill's going to have to come back two or three times anyway. So with the constraints that we have, with training for first responders, and it even goes for volunteer fire departments and ambulance corps. You know, we don't have the money that's there anymore. Chrissy's doing his best, I think. You know, it's whatever to get him out of a political show. But regarding the safety of your officers, has there been movement in that direction?
There has been movement, yes. There's been a lot of PDs looking at the product. They like it. And like I said, a lot of high-end PDs. It is a matter of money at some point, PDs can't afford, because obviously the Kevlar inserts make the pants more expensive than a regular type of BDU.
Mm-hmm.
But the product is, one of my distributors, like I said, Atlantic Tactical, they're putting the product on state contracts. So that means any PD in the state of New Jersey can pick it up on state contracts starting May 1st, which is, a pretty big deal for me, actually. So hopefully that, enhances sales,
yeah.
Let's say.
Yeah, this is, we have day jobs, but we're aspiring with the other things.
Yeah.
And Bill's website and his contact is on my website, drhradio.net. So with the gear, which is minimizing it, but the training, cop on cop training, but the civilian training has the momentum with that.
It's going very well. It's getting bigger and bigger. I'm putting more and more courses together, and I have more and more access to a range because I bring in more and more people. So it is going well, and people really want the training because they want to be informed, number one, and they want to be able to protect what's of value to them more than anything else. I mean, most people buy a gun in New Jersey for home defense, and they want to be able to properly, defend what's of value to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they buy the gun in the first place. But yeah, it is getting bigger, and there is a market. I mean, I know you can point to sales and stuff. Gun sales are up, and people want to take it upon themselves to get further training so they can, you know, realize that or understand, number one, how the weapon operates, but number one, they can be, you know, competent with the weapon and, you know, be able to justify any type of use of the weapon that, you know, they may need.
I got a question from Curtis. We'll go to that in a second. With the robberies, with the economic downturn, and, you know, I know we're going up Wall Street or whatever you want to call it. Things are getting rosier or whatever. But, you know, we live in a pretty expensive neighborhood. You know, this part of the East Coast is, and the robberies are up tenfold, you know, across every region, and taxing the man hours. And people are saying, you know what? You know, there's only so many resources and protection. This is where that self being prepared, which is about the show's mantra and what you were talking about with No Games Gears, you know, take care of yourself. You're not talking about advocating bam, 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 but protection and preparedness.
Absolutely, absolutely. Protection, yeah. And a lot of the course training that I cover more than anything else, both on the civilian market and the police market, all has to deal with, and I have to give props to him, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. He does a piece on sheep, dogs, and wolves. And basically what he says is 98% of the population are sheep. They're disinterested and couldn't care about anything. 1% are wolves. Those are your bad guys, people who want to come into your house and take things out of value to you or hurt your family away. And the other 1% are sheepdogs. And basically that's the people that are willing to get involved, get more training, or the police officer, the fireman, the military guy. And for the most part, the sheep don't like the sheepdogs because they're the ones that keep them in line. You know, whether you're handing that person a ticket or telling them they're giving them a fine because there's no smoke alarms in your house or whatever the situation is.
Right.
Or you're talking about a gun at a party and people are looking at you like you're a horrible person just because you own a gun. But yet, when the wolves come calling, where do the sheep go? Right behind the sheepdog. So that's you know, that's, and I always try and stress that doing all types of training that I do.
I got a couple questions. One's from Curtis. Does the military need or use this type of gear?
The military, I know, there's no other product like mine out there, especially with the BDUs. There's nothing out there like that. You know, I'm not a military guy, never was. I developed it for a frontline police officer. You know, sure, that would be great. I mean, I would love to see the product get into the military and save lives. I know my Kevlar, the guy who manufactured my Kevlar is a 30-year Kevlar guy and can make a ballistic insert that can stop an AK round, so it would have definite military application. So
the weapon of choice of our enemy?
Yes.
All right. Brenda, another question from Brenda. Is this gear something you would recommend to an NGO, non-government organization, that would be working in disaster areas such as Haiti, where you might not be welcome? That's an excellent, because we've had shows about Haiti. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Sure, absolutely. Anytime you're dealing in a hostile area, let's say. I know for a fact in New Jersey especially that there's a lot of EMT squads even wearing bulletproof vests now in Patterson and, you know, Jersey City and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you're in a hostile area or if you're in an area where there's potential danger, obviously you're there to help, but who's there watching you? So, yes.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you know, if you saw a past, we had a couple of shows about Haiti, a couple of guys that got involved and went down there. And went down to do good, and got a little jammed up, made CNN news. Anderson Cooper was following the guys. Mm-hmm. I will tell Anderson Cooper that the guys are on my show before he was on their show.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a funny thing because, you go over to do the right thing, and now you're under attack, and it's something backwards when you're trying to do the right thing. And you have a product, but also there's something that comes along with that product, and that's really doing the right thing and protecting, you know, our citizens and getting our citizens aware that, you know, you know, the government's not going to be there, so you need to take care of yourself to a degree.
Sure. No, definitely. Absolutely.
Another question is from Lori. Would this product be applicable for a motorcyclist who has to deal with engine heat, like a police department motorcyclist?
Absolutely. Sure.
That's
definitely.
A heck of a question.
I mean, because the product itself, the Kevlar insert, it stops blunt force trauma. It dissipates a blunt force trauma. So if something was to fall on you or you know, you were to hit something, it would definitely reduce that blunt force trauma. Absolutely.
Well, that's you know what they what do they call that the phrase mother of all invention is, somebody comment on that. What is that again?
Necessity is the mother of all invention.
Okay, there it is. All right, I got Dave typing in necessity, but and you know what? And it's an American-made product, correct?
Absolutely. The Kevlar is made in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and the BDUs and the compression shorts are made in Philadelphia, so, which is a big part of the reason why I started the company, because the uniform guy who got involved has been involved making police uniforms for 30 years, and the Kevlar guy has been making Kevlar for 30 years. And then when I brought it out to distributors, two distributors, like I said, Turnout Uniform and Turnout Gear, they're, you know, like I said, one or two in New Jersey, and Atlanta Tactical is right there with them, so... That's why I'm very psyched about the product.
Yeah, that's and because we don't, what I think it's a crazy number, like 10 or 15% we produce in this country. That's the only thing out of the, I'm not an economic guy, but we just don't make anything over here, you know.
Yeah, well, it was actually very tough. I mean, I couldn't find anyone, and I just happened to fall into the BDU manufacturer. I thought I had to go overseas, but I'm glad I didn't, with made in manufacturer. And I also, you know, because I'm a police officer first, I actually... donate $1 of every sale to the National Police Law Enforcement Memorial. So down in D.C.
Mm-hmm. And you've raised, I saw it, you've raised some serious dollars. I mean, it is $1.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the city with the, you know, the Bronx sergeant getting posthumous, two detective, the kids, his four daughters in college and high school. Lori's got a question here. It says, this is a tough question. This is going to get you off on one side of the fence. It's about putting this stuff in the control of the bad guys, I think, right? All right, Lori, how do you keep this out of the hands of those who may not have the best intentions? That's a tough one.
Well, you know, on my website, I have everyone click off a box basically saying that you are police and military for direct sale. And again, also my distributors, again, Turnout Uniform and Atlanta Tactical, they're in the business of selling to cops and firemen and good guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I've talked to both of them, and they actually said, you know, they turn away people for vests and stuff like that, depending on who the guy is, and, you know, credentials will be asked and stuff like that. So I really rely on distributors more than anything else to do that. And
yeah.
So
Bill Freeran is the William Freeran. Bill is the owner and president of No Games Gear. Bill will be on because we have other products and discussions that we need to have Bill come back on. I hope he's part of that toolbox. I always talked about these experts in these fields. All Bill's intel and contact information is on DRH Radio website. Contact him. Go on the comments page. Put something out there. I'm getting the commercial break thing. Bill, I appreciate you coming in, and obviously be a returning guest.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the invite.
All right, we'll go to a break. Be right back.
When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need answers. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP is the answer. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP is a full-service emergency services and restoration company. With 25 years of experience in emergency management and restoration, our seasoned team of skilled professionals is ready to assess damages and restore your property to its pre-loss condition.
Who do I call first? What about insurance? Is it safe to stay here? What do I do next?
Fire, smoke, water, or mold, ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP restores your property and your peace of mind. To reach ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP anytime, visit them on the web at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP, servicing the New York Metro and Tri-State area.
Sally Field for Wounded Warrior Project.
There are so many things that we take for granted in our lives, but one thing that we should never take for granted are the brave men and women of our volunteered armed forces who daily risk their lives for our freedom. Some of these brave warriors have suffered catastrophic injuries. Some will suffer the effects of traumatic brain injury for the rest of their lives. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help and support these injured heroes. Regardless of your position on the war, they deserve our help. Please consider the many ways that you can get involved. The Wounded Warrior Project's motto is, "The greatest casualty is being forgotten." Let's continue to help make this generation the most well-received group of injured veterans in our nation's history. We owe it to them. To learn more, call 877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
I know it's tough to hear me with this firefighter's air pack on, but it's the only way I can be in this smoldering pile of ashes that was my office. And I could get in trouble, but I hope you won't make the same mistake I did, since at least 1 in 4 businesses that suffer this type of loss never reopen. So here goes. Just 3 days ago, we sat in this melted wreck of what used to be a conference room, talking about how good things were. Over there was the tech room. The fire's bad enough, but the water damage really gets me. Look, here's an article describing us as visionaries. I should have done our disaster plan, but with everything else, I just didn't see this coming. Visionaries, huh? Well, the good news is, at least the ashes can't burn down.
There'll always be a few fires to put out around the office, unless it's not around anymore. But when you have a disaster plan, you can adapt, recover, and stay in control. Go to Ready.gov and make your company's plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
If you missed part of today's program or you want to hear the show again, you can do so with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast. Just go to www.drhradio.net, enter your email address, and the show will be delivered to your inbox. Keep you and your family safe by getting information on being prepared with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast, available at drhradio.net.
Back. Moving right along, we're in the second half of the show. Studio with me right now is John Schwind and Thomas Orfanos. John's is the CEO of Global Safety First. It's an LLC. And Tom is the president of Global Safety First, LLC. I was very fortunate. My brother got in contact with these two gentlemen, and they have some products that are applicable for all walks of life. And Their bios are up on the website. They're extensive. They have a lot of training, a lot of schooling. Dentistry is one, which is biology. Commercial licensed pilot. Guys, how are you? I'm glad you're in.
We're great, thanks. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. It's kind of been a whirlwind the last hour, because we were all in the room together talking about the preparedness and safety, and with Billy and now you guys. The main product we're going to talk about today is the Ready Mask, which is, in my world, we use masks all the time with fires and mold and crime scene cleanups and things like that. Let's just jump into the deep end of the pool and tell me what this Ready Mask is. And by the way, this is up on our website, drhradio.net. All the guys' intel is up there. You can check out their videos as well as Billy's on No Games Gear. Tom, we'll start with you first. Talk about the Ready Mask. And this is, everyone's always seen this little white mask they put around their ears and they go about their business. This thing is pretty much revolutionary, because I've been using the mask for the last 20 years in emergency services, and there's nothing like this on the market.
Yeah, Chris, thanks. We spent a lot of time trying to develop a product, a mask that can protect not only the professionals out there, but also the general public. And one of the concerns always was, in some of the masks we saw out there, was that it's hard to have something with you at all times. So we wanted to create something portable that was lightweight and also very effective. So we created the Ready Mask. It's a very lightweight product that weighs about 0.5 ounce in its package. And it comes with an integrated anti-fog eye shield. One of the key components is that it has a medical adhesive lining the inside perimeter. So when you put it on your face, it sticks like a Band-Aid, creating a complete seal from the outside environment. And we've tested it for a number of different things. We tested it for a lot of biologic contaminants, bacteria, viruses, dry spores like anthrax. It was tested in Fukushima, Japan, for radioactive particles.
Oh, really?
Yep. And the Japanese are concerned, interested in using our masks for a lot of different reasons. Their primary concern was people in the Fukushima area, the children, can't even go outside and play. They're in their homes, they're at school, but they can't go outside. So the idea is that they would use our mask. For the children would use our masks to just go outside and play a couple of hours a day.
No. Well, we did a show on the supply chain issues that we had out there in Japan. Not we had, but yeah, we experienced them because of the auto industry. But I didn't think about the children, and I know that you make a smaller mask for the children. the inception, this doesn't happen overnight. You guys have been working on this for quite a while, right, John?
Yeah, thank you, Chris. We've been working on this since 1998. The idea for the mask started after the first World Trade Center bombing in 93. Friends saw people carrying wet napkins and handkerchiefs in front of their mouths and said there has to be something better. We looked at it, and the conventional wisdom at the time was, you know, put a solution on a terry cloth and have some straps. Ultimately, that didn't work because everything would go around the outside. Okay. So we incorporated an adhesive and eventually an eye shield.
The R&D is pretty extensive, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Some of the additional testing that we've done, the testing even goes beyond what we've talked about. We've also done testing against pepper spray, and if someone goes on YouTube or on our website, they'll see some of the pepper spray tests. We've even worn the mask underwater in a pool. So, which is kind of interesting. And, it's not to be used underwater, but kind of what that demonstrates is how good our seal is, that no water penetrates the mask from the perimeter or through the filter material itself. And also demonstrates for the professionals, you can keep it on during a decontamination washdown. So if someone is contaminated, they can be washed down with the mask on and take it off after the fact.
Right, you had 93 and now obviously 2001, and, with the inhaling of all those contaminants down there, I was down there, week and change later, the EPA monitoring the air. This is the world we live in. This is not going away anytime soon. This mask, you should check it out on the website, drhradio.net. Go to the guys, there's a link there. It's an everyday practical use for safety purposes and also for contractors and mold spores and things like that. John, talk about the different applications.
Right. The mask can be used by the general public. Say you're traveling in a hotel, you're on a subway, you're in a building, there may be a building fire. The mask helps with protecting your eyes and gives you the ability to see and breathe through when there's contaminants. We also have the industrial side, so people working on doing drywall or construction can put on the mask. They don't necessarily need the one with the eye shield because we make one without an eye shield as well, which goes over the bridge in the nose and seals around your face. So none of the contaminants come in from the perimeter. Law enforcement is interested in it. Protect themselves, when they're shooting pepper spray or they come upon, a scene where there may be blood, or bloodborne pathogens.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, some other things, just for home use, people who have allergies and need to mow the lawn can wear the mask to filter out the allergens. People who are doing, sanding at home or working with all kinds of contaminants, things they don't want to breathe in, particles that they don't want to breathe in, can be protected by putting this on. And again, one of the key components is that there's a seal that, with other masks, contaminants come in from the sides.
Question from Andy, how long will it the product, a user, will it produce a user in smoke conditions? Andy, a little confused on that one, but I think if it's where it goes in my protection, yes, protection. What we call, what I've learned at my service master, there's a little plug for my service master company, is when we go through PPE, personal protection equipment, masks are part of it, but they're the old fashioned, but, they're nothing like this. And this is just going to go bananas in my book. And I'm actually going to a conference for a couple of days, and this will be talked about.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, especially with things like fires, it's not designed to put it on to go into a fire to rescue people. It's designed to put it on to give you that extra time to escape from a fire. And the mask was tested by the former president of the International Association of Fire Chiefs and CEO of the U.S. Fire Administration. He tested it with several of his firefighters in a live fire. And basically, he said that the ability to get out of that fire, the amount of time that was, the additional time that was given to him to get out of the fire because he had our mask on was fantastic.
So Andy, there's a question. Your it was answered for your question. I got Dave in the glass looking at me. But contaminants We're not talking about biological. We'll go to a break in a couple minutes, but we will. But let's talk about biological. What are the testing with that? And I know you guys are involved with some of the government agencies. Talk about that.
Sure. Well, on the biological side, we've done a bacterial filtration efficiency and viral filtration efficiency tests, and on those tests, we've had a 99.9% effectiveness. We've done a dry spore test for simulated anthrax. We've had 99.99% effectiveness, and we've been talking to the government. We presented our product at a military base in Maryland just last week, and they're looking at it for a couple of different uses. One is for potential pandemics, but also for the contaminants that are in the sand in Iraq and Afghanistan. There have been some articles out there that there's a large number of bacteria, viruses, fungi, as well as metals in the sand, and the soldiers are inhaling this and coming back to coming back home with all kinds of diseases, lung cancer, neurologic disorders. So they're looking at our product that could potentially create a seal that they can wear when they're out there, in the desert.
Yeah. Well, we'll go to a couple questions, go to a commercial break. We got more questions, and I have more questions. Be right back. Pay some bills.
If you missed part of today's program or you want to hear the show again, you can do so with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast. Just go to www.drhradio.net, enter your email address, and the show will be delivered to your inbox. Keep you and your family safe by getting information on being prepared with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast, available at drhradio.net.
When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need action fast. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick response and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP can save you valuable time and money and get you back in the game of life. Anytime disaster strikes, quick, focused action is what can save your property. CPP's professional staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To reach ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP anytime, visit them on the web at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP, servicing the New York metro and tri-state area.
At Habitat for Humanity, with your help, the numbers are adding up. 3 decades, thousands of volunteers, nearly 90 countries around the world. 300,000 houses, 1.5 million people living in simple, decent, affordable homes. But the most important number is one. One volunteer, one house, one family, one child, safe and sound, under a roof you helped her family build. Every 15 minutes, somewhere in the world, this story is repeated. One more home built, one more family helping to build and purchase their own home. Together we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your hometown or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
When Americans volunteer to serve their country promises to take care of them when they come home. For a paralyzed veteran, day-to-day living is a major challenge. Paralyzed Veterans of America works to make sure our veterans get all the benefits they were promised from the country they proudly served. A spinal cord injury is an injury for life.
And at Paralyzed Veterans, we are their partners for life.
To help America's veterans, visit pva.org.
And we're in the fourth quarter. Here we are, Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. Every Tuesday at here, WVNJ 1160, The Voice, in the studio, I have John Schwinn. I have Thomas Orfanos. I'm a butcher on the names. I really apologize. It's not my personality. It's just that I'm a butcher on the names. We're talking about the primary ready mask is one of their products. We were at the break. We were talking about the vets in Iraq and Afghanistan about the sand. Now, the Afghanis and such, they burn. Well, go on. You tell it.
Yeah, they burn all their garbage. They don't have facilities to properly treat their garbage. They burn it. It's all in the air. It all settles on the ground. And that's one of the components that the soldiers are breathing in, as well as there's been studies that there are, you know, somewhere, I believe, around 140 different bacteria, virus, fungi in the sand, as well as somewhere around 40 different metals in that sand. And the sand there is so fine, it's finer than talcum powder. So when soldiers breathe this in, it's a silica-based product, so it'll go into their lungs, create little micro cuts in their lungs, and they're inhaling all those contaminants, and that's why they're coming back. And there's nothing, they're coming back with, you know, all these disorders, but there's nothing out there to protect the soldiers. They're using wraps now, but, you know, that gets most of the sand out, but not the fine sand that can penetrate through the open gaps.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's, if it's not right in front of you, you know, we'll deal with it at you know, post-traumatic syndrome, you know, disorder, you know, down the road. It's, you know, because you can't see it. You know, it's inside your lungs, inside your body, so you're not being, there's no initial, you know, first aid, if you will, psychological first aid, possibly. But a question from Mandy says, what about the use of protection against asbestos removal?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. We have not tested it here in the U.S. There are very stringent requirements for
the EPA, right?
But we have been tested and approved in Australia as a P2 certification for asbestos when it's still in encapsulated form. Kind of what that means, if there's a sick building, the guys are going in to put the scaffolding in, they can wear it. But once they start to break the asbestos apart, then they have to use, you know, PAPR system with a supplied air pack.
Right. The Scott Packs and the Winter's Fires, excuse me, but with asbestos, which is it's all over our neck of the woods here, the older buildings around here. I'm dealing with one down on Gold Street right now. We can't touch it, and we're not going to touch it. I want to take the reliability. But Mandy, hope that answers your question. Yeah, but the asbestos is it's still a very prevalent disease, you know, melanoma, I think it's called, right? What the acephemiola that you get from asbestos.
Yeah. But a couple other uses kind of along those lines. We have contractors using it when they're putting insulation in. You know, those fine fiberglass threads, you know, they wear this mask, it doesn't get in their eyes. They're not breathing it in because it creates a seal. They really, really like that side of it. For mold removal, you know, we've tested against mold. And we have really, really great results.
It looks like Drew went to the website, and he says, I seem to be quite pleased with this Ready Mask. I plan on watching their video after the show. Drew, thank you very much. It's got so many different types of applications. It's amazing that, you know. You guys can say you're from Jersey if you want.
Well, we're from Jersey. I'm from Jersey. Tom's from New York. And one of the things we haven't mentioned yet is this is an American-made product.
Yeah.
We make it in Maryland. Our eye shield is domestic. The filter media is domestic. And the adhesive comes, you know, here from the U.S. So all American-made.
You know, a big part of the program is everybody I've ever had on the show has had this the passion of really protecting our citizens, whether it's through psychological with Dr. Cremendo or OEM guys or CERT people or you know, still looking for that one insurance guy who wants to help people out. But here's a product, you know, Billy's product. You know, I've been very, very fortunate since the show has been on to have people come on who have the same. Listen, I get paid to go out and do remediation work, but you know what? I don't want to see tragedy. I don't want to see, you know, life and safety is more important than a burnt building for me. Believe me, cats and people, you know, older people dying because there's been no plan. They've been left in the home as the, you know, people for, you know, are leaving the fire building or even flood or down in Katrina. Now I see the mask, and my brother's like, you gotta see this thing. It's amazing, the different applications. It's been a long road. Has it been joyful? Because you see, you know, at the end of the day, like a pizzeria guy, he knows how much money he made. It's in the cash register. You know, for guys like who are doing something to help their fellow citizens, you see it right then and there. I mean, that's what the mask is. So tell me about that.
Well, that's right. I mean, it is a business, but at the end of the day, you know, we feel good that we're providing a product to the people that, you know, they can protect themselves in case of, you know, various types of emergencies or even on everyday use, as we said, at home for different things they're doing around the house. So it's a feel good knowing that we're out there providing a product that's affordable, that people will use. Hopefully not for emergencies. Hopefully we never have any emergencies.
Right,
it's good. You know, the facts are it's good to have to be prepared.
Right.
So we both feel very good about it.
And the other piece of this is the same reaction you showed when you've seen this mask is the reaction we get from everybody. It's simple, it's portable, it's inexpensive, and people say, why wasn't this out there, you know, so many years ago? So that's really, really rewarding.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you see it right in their eyes. You know, it's like teaching a kid something, you know, and they get all glow, you know, the bright-eyed. Question from Dave, where do you go to purchase the mask, and what's the cost, and how quickly are they delivered?
Right now they can buy them on our website, which is, you know, readymask.com. Ready is spelled with an I instead of a Y, readimask.com. Or they're also sold on amazon.com. The adult and child size mask that has an eye shield is being sold for $6.99, and the half mask without the eye shield is for $3.
Okay. Thanks, Dave, for the question. Family-wise, you know, being an entrepreneur, it takes a toll on the family. I know. My wife says, how come you don't get your teaching degree? But anyway, how has that been? Because, you know, like we talked about the R&D, it's been since 1998. And I think of 98, I think of, you know, it's like yesterday. But actually, that's many years in the trenches of you guys are traveling a lot. Talk about the entrepreneurial spirit of the mask.
You know, the family has been very supportive. They see the need for this. They see it really works. And they've been behind us 100%. I think part of it is because I put my kids' pictures on the mask itself.
Oh, really?
Yep. And my wife is on the mask, and I've had friends, their pictures as well.
Just to clarify, it's on the package, not on the mask
itself.
Yeah,
it's on the package.
Really? Really? It's a Halloween mask, too.
That's right. It's a lot of work. We, you know, being entrepreneurs, you work 7 days a week, unlimited hours. You know, we were in New York yesterday. We got a call that we needed to run to our manufacturer in Maryland, so we drove out to our manufacturer for the day. You get home at midnight. You do that kind of work 7 days a week, but that's what you have to do if you have us, you know. Even though we've been, you know, working on this and the idea started in the 90s, we're effectively a startup company because we've been actively in the market for just about a year now.
Okay. Not okay. We talked a little bit about some of the people you've been discussing the product with and trying to get. Let's kind of rehash that, because I, you know, there's the military, but retailers.
We're talking to a few retailers right now. They're looking into putting together full preparedness kits that they will sell, and we'll help them put some of the kits together because we work with vendors. Mm-hmm. Although the mask is our baby, that's what we developed, that's what we worked with. So we're hoping that the retailers will have it in their stores. We're also just entered a Walmart competition. It's a Walmart Get on the Shelf competition, which is kind of like an American Idol of products. There's, I think, a little over 4,000 videos on the website, and people go and watch our video and hopefully vote for us, and whoever gets most number of votes gets to get on the Walmart shelves.
Well, you know what? We have a fair amount of listeners. That's DRH Radio. Go to the website, see the video, right, and vote on the video.
Absolutely.
So we want to do that. Yeah. Another question, and this is a great question because this affects the masses. How do you clean or decontaminate the mask after it's been used in the field? Great. And do you buy more?
Yeah, well, the mask is meant as a one-time use mask, depending on what you're using it for sure. But if you're concerned about biologic contaminants or other contaminants, you shouldn't really be using it a second time anyway. Mm-hmm. Once the mask is contaminated, you're going to want to, you know, throw it away and keep it out of your house.
Right.
If you're talking about home use, again, for right now, it's a one-time use mask, although we hope to soon have a mask with a reusable adhesive on it. That's part of why we're in Maryland yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We have some pretty good products. We think that'll be hitting the market soon.
There's one with there's the mask with the shield, and there's one without for
Correct.
A little less of a hazard, if you will.
Or if you have your own eye protection.
Yeah. Which I like the mask because when I put it on, I get a big forehead, if you ever seen my picture, and is because if you wear the old paper masks, and I'm not knocking them, it's a good product, but, you know, if you wear the old paper mask, you throw the safety goggles on, you have the susceptibility of fogging up the glasses, and when you have a clear seal, I mean, the way you apply this is your hands, and it's you don't have to be a brain surgeon, because definitely I'm not, and it's got a good, if you will, a fit for it. What do they say, fit testing? You know, everyone's got to be fit testing for different types of masks. This thing is fantastic. What else can we? I'm jacked. I'm very excited.
Well, some other places where people might use this, and yeah, maybe not necessarily in New Jersey, but people on the West Coast who may be concerned about earthquakes. You know, an earthquake occurs. There's all kinds of dust, all kinds of things right. in the air. You may want to put something on to be able to breathe. The same kind of thing goes with, you know, forest fires. People who are concerned about forest fires and all the smoke that may be in the area, this will give them, you know, added protection.
Yeah. I've had over the years I've had the bleeding eyes, the throwing up blood, coughing up blood from a person who lives on the second floor and the fire was on the 12th floor. I always enjoy that one, you know, because pretty much, you know, you're walking around with blood coming out of your eyes, you know, you're the Virgin Mary. I don't get that one, but the cost wise. The cost wise, you got some of this.
I got something else.
Go, jump in.
We'd like the people to go to the either YouTube or our website and look at the pepper spray video. It shows how easy it is to put on and how effective it is against pepper spray.
There's but also we want bad guys doing that.
Yeah, not the bad guys. We also have a video up there regarding the use, showing it used underwater. Not a lot of call for that, but what it shows is the integrity of the seal.
Okay, right.
So nothing comes in through the perimeter, nothing comes in through the mask itself, and it doesn't fog up.
Tom, give me all the call lines, where we got to go on the website, what do we got to click around to look at things. We only got a minute to go. Just to reiterate to my listeners, what's the website?
Yeah, the website is www.readymask.com. And again, ready is spelled with an I instead of a Y, readymask.com.
Gentlemen, a pleasure. And guys, it's also American-made product, which is great. We need to move in that direction. We've been out of that. None of this pushing paper downtown. Let's make a couple of products that are real and tangible. You can kick the tires, as they say. John, Tom, a pleasure. I know I'll have you back. That's for darn sure. We're winding down. It was like 2 minutes ago that I met you, and bam, we're done.
Well, thank you, and thanks to all your listeners who are listening in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah,
Chris.
No, it's really thank you for the opportunity. My website, their clicks, just get onto their website, check it out. The video, vote, get them on the shelves in Walmart, and let them win. So I can say I knew them when they weren't famous yet. All right, take care. End the war in Iraq. I know it says it's not going on. It's still going on. Afghanistan, bring home our troops. No more Sergeant Bales. Bring them all home, please. Take care, and God bless.